Yeah, I'm feeling good. Even with Kevin Durant returning tonight, I feel pretty good about the Raptors just based on what we've seen.
Yeah.
They've been the better team. Let's head down to Scotiabank now. Here is Chris Bosch. How do you feel about the Raptors tonight, Chris?
I mean, hey, man, up 3-1. Shoot, they got a chance. That's better. That's better than being down 3-1. I can tell you that much.
Right.
If they were to swap, I would definitely think that Golden State would rather be up 3-1 right now.
Yeah, I think that goes without saying. That's hot take analysis, and that's what we love about you. But Kevin Durant, you know, we've been calling him John Wick for the past couple of weeks. Like, he's just kind of hovering in the shadows, and you're like, John Wick shows up, man.
The boogeyman.
The boogeyman shows up, and it sounds like he's going to walk through those doors tonight, and he's going to play. How big of a psychological effect will that have both on Golden State and the Raptors tonight, the presence of Kevin Durant?
Well, I mean, I think for Golden State, it could definitely give them some confidence. You know, if they have some confidence that they're, you know, closer to 100% than they were, than they have been in the last month, then, you know, that's one thing. And then, you know, on the flip side, looking at it from the Raptors' point of view, it might, you know, encourage them and really get them going and have them more focused than they normally would be. So, you know, it can kind of go both ways, but I think his name keeps coming up, so I suppose he's going to play tonight. It'll be interesting to see, you know, the conditioning, the timing, the rhythm for both him and the team while he's playing, you know, and you know, what Kerr and his staff are going to do with him to help him kind of get involved.
That's where I was going to head, Chris, is you see him just – hitting the ground running, or is there? I know he's a special player and arguably one of the best on the planet, but you know, having a month off and the pace of the game in the finals, would you expect a little bit of rust on his game?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, it's been a month, and you know, I would take KD's rust over anybody else's rust.
True,
but you know, is you know, timing, rhythm. You have to think, like I was saying earlier on air, like usually in a regular season, you can have those shots where you're just like, all right, I'm just getting in rhythm. Well, when do those shots come? It's the NBA Finals. Every shot is important. Every turnover is important. Every possession is important. So, you know, are they going to allow him to kind of get his rhythm going, or is he going to be in a position to where they need him just to be more, you know, fill more of a role? And, you know, that's not an easy thing to do. And I'm sure for him, you know, not being able to have his timing, if he doesn't have his timing going one-on-one, that could be a make a huge effect.
With Chris Bosch ahead of Game 5 tonight down at Scotiabank. You can hear it right here on TSN Radio. Kawhi Leonard, we're talking about his ability to completely slow a game down and basically end any type of momentum. And I've noticed that a lot in this Golden State series. Anytime they kind of get running, Kawhi will say, "Okay, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna kill the clock. I'm gonna get into the paint. I'm gonna draw contact. I'm gonna get to the line. I'm gonna hit both free throws because I'm a robot from the line. And it's gonna take up, you know, 5 minutes real time and completely suck the energy out of that offense." That's what has been so impressive for me. Do you think he has the ability to continue that tonight with Kevin Durant being a part of this run? You know, Kawhi Leonard basically being a one-man momentum stopper for the Raptors.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that I would look for Kawhi to do is just to really try to set the tone early in being aggressive and trying to take it home. You know, closeout games, if you look at all the greats, this is usually when they literally took the bull by the horn for the whole entire game. And for KD, you know, it will be probably, you know, directed at him because he's going to have to, like I say, get that timing back quicker than normal, adjust to it, and, you know, have to succeed in that. And on top of that, be on the road. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of things to overcome. It ought to be a lot of drama, a lot of good stuff. But, you know, Kawhi's ability just to be able to take it to guys, maybe KD's defensive timing will be off as well. So I look for Kawhi to really, really look for his offense tonight. Kind of like in that closeout game against Philly when he shot 40 times. I would not be surprised if he played a game like that tonight.
Chris, we were talking about big moments and in the locker room, big speeches. You ever been a part of a LeBron-type speech, maybe yourself, Dwayne Wade, just something before a massive game, a closing game where somebody said something where you thought, man, that's what I needed to hear, or was comforting, or just anything, anything you heard like that?
Nothing comforting. I won't say it was comforting, but I will say before a game, game seven against the Spurs back in 2013, you know, we had that whole thing with the game six and everything, and we're back, you know, and we were walking through the hallway. We're going to, me and Dwayne were walking to join the rest of the guys. I think we were the first two guys out, and the rest of the guys were coming out to huddle. And, you know, Dwayne was just like, yo, this is our championship. This is ours. Nobody can take our championship. And shoot, that's all he had to say. I mean, the game was a whole nother thing, but what he said rang true in the fact that, you know, we felt like it was our time. And, you know, the Raptors have to feel like that right now. They have to feel like it's their time. You know, they're at home. Tonight is their game seven. They've got the experience. They've got the momentum. You know, luck seems to be on their side. They just got to capitalize now.
Can't wait for it tonight. Enjoy the game.
I love hearing somebody having the stones to say it's our championship.
Take it.
Yeah, man. It's ours.
Get it.
Yeah, man. Go get it.
Enjoy the game tonight, Chris. We always appreciate
you
doing this.
Appreciate you doing this.
All right, man. There he is, Chris Bosh.